Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, fun Friday time. I'm excited to have you here. Let's get right into it. And you know how we're going to start? Just like we start every episode of The Lion Within Us, God's Word, okay? God's Word. We're in the book of Romans, one of my favorite chapters, books of the Bible. Chapter 12, verse 15, only one verse. It's super short, so you should be able to remember it. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. And if you miss the spiritual kickoff, go back. Okay, it should be two podcasts ago. Check it out. Okay. Spent a lot of time unpacking that verse. And the whole point of the spiritual kickoffs, as a reminder, is to simplify and apply it to your life. How can you simplify that one verse and apply it today to be the leader God intends you to be? Again, the spiritual kickoffs, if you like those, how about this? Every day of the week, Monday through Friday, we do those within our community. Every morning, I go live and we're doing a spiritual kickoff, and I'm talking about a kick in the pants every morning. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. And guys, this is what it's all about. So you can head over to thelionwithin.us and get started with that if you want. Also, real quick, I know we're if you're listening to this when this comes out, in about a little over a month, we're going to have our live event for April for 2024, our first one. We got two planned. We have our first one coming up. The Reclaiming the Wild. You talk about kayaking, shooting skeet, camping, hiking, oh man, horseback riding, fishing, smoking a bunch of meat. I'm telling you, big old bonfires. It's going to be incredible. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. You can see that event. You can see that one is coming up again, April 26th through 28th. It's when that was going to be happening, April 26th through 28th. To 2024. And then we have our fall mission trip. We have our first ever mission trip at the Lion Within Us. We're getting it together right now. So you can go see those dates on there as well. So thelionwithin.us/events. You want to come together with a bunch of guys that are on fire, they're ready to rock and roll for the Lord. Check it out. All right. So now for our last episode, we had Chris Maroff on, fellas, and I really enjoyed that conversation with him. He's going through a lot of things right now. His family's moving. He took the time to still come on the show, drop just bomb after bomb after bomb of wisdom for us, nuggets, practical insight around this whole idea of empathy. And what does that look like? And how we should actually, you know, press pause from time to time and reflect and understand what the emotions are telling us so that we can serve those that we want to serve. If you're in a leadership position and you're listening to The Lion, this is what it's all about. We're trying to serve others. So really enjoyed that one right there. We talked at the end of that conversation a lot around community and what does that look like and having that authentic truth speaking into our life. If you guys don't have that, again, another opportunity for you to check out the Lion Within Us community. That's what it's all about. But I'll tell you, the guys that don't want to speak the truth, They're not going to last long. We're going to get them out of there. But the guys that are in there right now, I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, they have made me a better man, a better leader, a better husband, better dad, whatever you can think of. These guys are making me better. And prayerfully, they're all growing as well. And I think if you ask them directly, they would tell you that. Okay, guys. So head over to thelinewithin.us for that to check that stuff out. So for our fun Friday, you know, we're going to give you some tips. We're now going to give you a book. We know we're going to give you some jokes. Okay. So let's get into our tips. Tips of the week. We do a health tip, a well tip, and a self tip. So for you new listeners, that health tip is for your mind and your body. How do you take care of your mind and your body? The wealth tip is all about career and finances. We have to be good financial stewards. Bottom line. And the self tip, you got to be better husbands and dads. How do we do that? That is not easy. So let's get right into it for your health tip. And this is where Chris and I camped out a lot. But that community destroys isolation point is so true. You need people in your life right now that can simply look at you in your eye and say, I believe in you. You can do this. And not only I know you can do this, here's why. That can speak those truths. The ones that are in your corner, willing to go to fight. Sometimes they're going to fight on your behalf. And sometimes they're going to be right there by your side. But you know for a fact, when you call them, they're going to pick up the phone. And the next thing you're going to hear, if you need them, is them picking up those car keys, heading out to come see you. This is real. I'm telling you, the enemy is using his isolation. He uses it. This is his number one tool he uses against me in destroying men. And since everything that happened with the pandemic, it's gotten worse. It's just gotten worse. So no matter where you are with your career, or how your days are structured, you got to make sure you're putting yourself in opportunities to be around other people. Having some conversations, reaching out via text message, reaching out via phone call, but actually being present with other people. And then when you're there, you got to be vulnerable. Quit bringing fake you to these meetings. Fake you is doing just fine. Leave that dude at home. Bring real you. That takes courage. That takes strength. That's what being Christian leader is all about. So that community destroys isolation is such a big point. I'm not going to keep hammering on the Lion community, but I'm telling you, this is why we built it. Because we knew that there's so many guys struggling. So if you're struggling, again, thelionwithin.us, get started today, boy. I'm here to tell you, we are here for you. All right, now your well tip this week. Fundamental review. This is fundamental stuff, but stuff that you don't want to fly by. That, and what is for this week? A Roth. What the heck is a Roth? Well, it's often referred to as a Roth IRA, but basically all it is, fellas, it's a retirement account where you can make your contributions with after-tax dollars. That's it. So basically, you don't get an immediate tax break right now. You can't do that. Not like you can with a traditional 401k or plans like that. Okay. However, with the money you're putting in right now, The cool part about it is when you get to that eligibility point where you want to start making those withdrawals, you don't pay taxes. So it's growing tax free. And who knows, if you have a long runway in front of you before retirement, who knows what the tax rates and things like that are going to be at the time you retire. Now, so it's kind of playing a game, so figuring out which camp you're somewhat making an educated decision, but I'm telling you, if you just lean into both. Because you know, traditional accounts, you're going to pay taxes when you pull that money out. So you just know that, you factor that in, but you're getting to the tax breaks right now. So there's lots of benefits to doing that right now. That's realized savings right now. However, you have a surplus, or if you have some extra laying around each month, consider the Roth. Now there's maximum contribution amounts and things like that. And your financial advisor can help you with your Roth, but ask the question. Lots of employers now are offering Roth options as well as part of their investment program for retirement. So check it out. See if the Roth is good for you, how it would align to your strategy. And it could just be an additional way for you and your spouse. For married couples, there are different provisions right there. And as you get older and reach certain requirements from an age standpoint, you can even double down and increase the limits on a Roth. So it's a great investment vehicle. Same options typically you have out there for what you're investing the money in. But the Roth is something that you don't want to just fly by. You want to take the time and see if it's going to work for you and fits into your financial strategy. Again, it's all about being a good steward. A steward is simply someone who manages someone else's stuff, right? And you're just managers of what God is providing. So consider that role. Now, the self tip, being a better husband, better dad. Consider this. Apologies diffuse defensiveness. Say that again. Apologies can diffuse defensiveness. So there's nothing that's going to help you be more effective at building collaboration, particularly in your home, than manning your own defensiveness. You get defensive. Trust me. They know. But your family, they deserve to see the moments of vulnerability. If you do that, you're going to start bringing down walls that would be prohibiting their growth. Now, this takes an extreme level of self-awareness. Also takes an extreme level of vulnerability and truth. These are not easy. I'm not telling you guys any tips that are super easy. Okay. If you're listening to the line for easy tips to get better, probably not the best podcast for you. But if you want the stuff that's going to make you better, consider this. I mean, I've said before, guys, you should be the chief apologizer in your home. Our family needs to hear the men in the home say, "I'm sorry." And then handle that well. Then they need to understand it, that it's okay for them to be real around you, because even if you make a mistake, you're going to own it. And I don't know any guy out there can look back over their parenting and say, "I did it all right." And if you are that guy, you probably shouldn't listen to the line, because you're not going to believe anything we tell you anyway. So I'm just telling you, you have to understand that being an apologizer diffuses that bomb of defensiveness. And it's so important to just lean into this. This is with your spouse and with your children, okay? And this with your whole family. I'm telling you, if you feel like if you're a defensive nature type person, consider, should I start apologizing more and leading with that to go ahead and take that down? All right, guys, so there are your three tips right there. Your health, wealth, and self. That health one was community destroys isolation. We know that's so important. That wealth tip, I really would encourage you guys to go check out your Roth option to see if that's something good for you. And the self tips, think about it, making that apologizing so that you can diffuse any defensiveness that you have in your life, okay? Now, the book of the week this week, guys, no surprise here, The Empathy Revolution by Chris Maroff. This was just a great book. Patrick Leonci, he actually did a review of this book. But Chris is a great guy. And, you know, again, Wall Street Journal, USA Today bestselling author. And what I like so much about this, he calls it the practical wisdom to combat organizational and social loneliness. But what I like so much about it is the way that it gets down to brass tacks on areas that you can start taking action with today. I'll give you a few examples. He talks about, how do you measure success? He talks about hard skills, soft skills, and human skills. What are they? Again, he talks about the difference between being liked and being valued. That was a great chapter. Okay. He talks about, you love people best when you actually listen to them. Now, that listening is something we teach in the summit. And for me, when I read that chapter, I was just sitting there, yes, 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 this is so true. How about asking for help? Learning to say, "I'm sorry." We already talked about that early. And then he wraps it all up with the ideas. Does this really work? Does being an empathetic leader really work? I'm going to give you a short answer. Yes, it does. But go get your copy of it. Again, super short read, guys. You can read this one. And I think I read it in one sitting, maybe two, a little over 100 pages. Nothing too heavy here, but I'm telling you, it's packed full of wisdom and insight. Highly encourage it for you guys looking to add to your Christian library. Chris is a great guy. I really enjoyed that one. Okay. So now let's get to our dad jokes, fellas. Dad jokes of the week. I got a couple good ones here. Hopefully you're going to enjoy them at least. Number one says, what did one fungi say to the other when they got married? "I want to grow mold with you." So there you go. My wife would probably enjoy that one. There you go, Becca. That's for you. That's number one. So number two, I hired a handyman and gave him a list. He only did items 1, 3, and 5. Turns out he only does odd jobs. I know you shouldn't laugh at your jokes, but I'm sorry. That one's pretty good. So number one, what did the fun guy say to the other one they got married? "I want to grow mold with you." Number two, I hired a handyman and gave him a list. He only did items 1, 3, and 5. Turns out he only does odd jobs. So, fellas, let us know which one lands best for you. Again, use those at home. Use them with your family. Use them with your kids. Get a chuckle. The reason we do these, fellas, at the Line Within Us, is to give you something fun. Hopefully get a little smile on your face here on a Friday if you're listening to this when this comes out. But also so you can have some things you can take back to your life. And you never know. You can get your little your men's discipleship group or your Sunday school class or just your guys that you shoot basketball with. You drop something like that on, you drop that handyman one, somebody's going to laugh. Okay. You're going to get a chuckle. All right. Now, if they do, give us some shout out. Give us some credit. Now, you got this from the Lion, but use it nonetheless. Okay. Now, the question this week has been all about empathy. And what does empathy look like in your life? Think about that. And I've told you, this is something I struggle with. I struggle being empathetic. I got all the women in my house here with three daughters, my wife. It's something I truly still struggle with is being empathetic, but it's something that I'm really trying to work on and trying to be more in tune to their feelings. And again, I haven't mastered this, okay? But this is an area of recognition. So it's something for you to consider. What does empathy look like in your life, particularly for you leaders out there who are leading other people? And how can you start leaning in to be more empathetic, okay? So now, share this stuff out with others. That makes all the difference in the world, fellas. I'm telling you, this is how the Lion grows. We don't pay for advertising or ads or any of that stuff, guys. It's all God. We give him all the glory. But it's only worse if you share it with other people. So share it with others. If you like anything that the Lion's doing, share it out with others. Give us a rating and review. That makes all the difference in the world as well. How about follow us on our social media platforms? We're on all of them, guys. We try to be out there on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Not very good at Twitter, but we try. And then YouTube, tons of support on our YouTube channel, guys. That's the most growing platform right now. We put YouTube shorts out every day from the Lion Within Us. So I'm telling you, there's ways to if you're looking for some encouragement or something good on your YouTube feed, just subscribe to the Lion Within Us on YouTube. Promise you, we're not going to put any junk out there. We're just putting out truth to help encourage you, be the leader God intends you to be. That's all it is. And we do that every day. Okay. So again, head over to thelionwithin.us for all our resources. You can get our YouVersion Bible devotionals that we do. That's on thelionwithin.us. All our free stuff is there as well. So far as the 30 days to unleash the Lion Within, we have our quiz. We have all sorts of cool things. We have SWOT analysis. We have the website's chock full of stuff to help you grow. Okay. So head on over there to do that and then start your 30 day trial of the community. You can get that going today. And for you guys that want to amp it up for your leadership development, the summit. The summit is where it's all about. And let me know if you have any questions on that. Again, you can find right there on the website. You can go fill out an application. We'll jump on a Zoom call and we'll go from there. Okay. All right, guys, we'll get after it. Have a great one. Thank you for listening. Come back next week. Prayerfully, good Lord willing, we will be here. We'll be rock and rolling. We'll be giving you some wisdom and insight that will help you continue to be the leader God intends you to be. All right, fellas, so get after it. And remember, keep unleashing the Lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community. And the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens the iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.